Welcome everybody to Tapes and Skulls.
Hi.
Max, how are you?
I'm alive. How are you?
I'm good. I listen to these a lot after we record them.
Yeah, you're stuck editing them, yeah.
Yeah, but even beyond that, like when I have a day off, like I'll listen to the newest one when I put it up, and then I'll listen to like a couple of them.
I've listened to every one so far.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
And I just really, I get a nice little smile when I'm like, Max, how are you doing, you beautiful, sexy fuck? Like, I just got to compliment the fuck out of you right off the bat.
You do. It's very uncomfortable.
I'm going to keep doing it.
I know. It's been a year's tradition.
You sexy bitch.
Years and years of knowing you has been years and years of awkward compliments.
But I mean them.
You do. That's what makes it so awkward.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll call you ugly every once and again. Would that help?
Maybe.
Or would that crush you? I don't want to crush you.
You'd have a tough time crushing me.
I can't even say it now as a joke. I can't even do it. Before we dive into movies, I have a fun thing for you.
Ooh.
As of when we recorded this, Rotten Tomatoes had a top 20 Wes Craven films.
Okay.
In order by their Tomometer scores.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want you to guess his top five by Rotten Tomatoes score.
Top five?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay.
You get any of them, let alone in the correct spot, I'll be happy.
Okay.
This is just for shits and giggles. Sure. I saw it and I was like, whatever.
All right. I'll start at the top because I feel like that's the easy one. I'm going to go with number one, Scream.
No, but it is in the top five.
Okay. All right. Number two, Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's in the top five.
Oh, man. Number three, Hills Have Eyes.
No, not in the top five.
Okay.
It was high up. It was not in the top five.
Okay. Number four, Last House on the Left.
Nope.
Shit, really?
Really.
Number five, Music of the Heart.
No.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I guess so.
Because I figured you'd get a couple, but...
Okay.
I was surprised by number five.
Okay.
Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Oh, shit. Why didn't I guess New Nightmare? I love New Nightmare.
Okay. It's got a 78%.
I love New Nightmare. So, New Nightmare is my second favorite of the Nightmare on Elm Streets.
It's not Dream Warriors?
Dream Warriors is my number three.
That's fair.
Part three, number three.
Dokken.
Oh, yes.
Can I just say as an aside? I know I'm siding on the side, which is pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
I was watching NWA Power Hour, which is a YouTube and Facebook exclusive NWA pro wrestling thing that Billy Corgan, of all people, puts out.
Smashing Pumpkins?
Smashing Pumpkins. Okay. He's a huge wrestling fan.
Okay.
He owns part of the NWA now.
Huh.
They do a throwback thing to the 80s.
Okay.
They got Dokken to do the song.
Shit.
The theme song.
Whoa.
I don't even know if it's an old song, because who knows Dokken songs outside of Dream Warrior. But I was just so pumped. And that's
wow.
That's why I thought this. Okay. Anyways, yes. Number four is Scream.
Okay.
With 79%. Number three is tied at 79%. So
okay.
It's Red Eye.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I was surprised by that. Not that it was scored high, but like that it was in his top five.
Agreed.
Although Cillian Murphy. Number two is Scream 2.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that would get that reaction. 82%.
People love that fucking movie, and I think it is super overrated. I mean, maybe I have to go back and watch it again for the podcast.
Maybe. I mean, I actually agree with you.
I think it's
But I haven't watched it in forever.
I think it's a pretty milquetoast sequel, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I mean, it was silly in the way that they talk about sequels, and it's meta in that regard. Anyways, number one will make you happy. It's a Nightmare on Elm Street with 94%.
Well, that movie's fucking great.
There you go.
Yeah, for me, it's Nightmare on Elm Street, New Nightmare, Nightmare 3.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's a good list.
But Dokken.
Yeah.
Dream Warriors. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll start since you were talking about that stuff.
I did talk about things.
Mine is a horror movie, shock. This is not a Universal horror movie. It is
what?
It is the British attempt at being Universal horror.
Hello.
Hammer horror.
Oh, Hammer.
Yes, it's the Hammer horror film, Curse of the Werewolf. I watched it. Maybe I watched it in May. Who the hell knows? You don't know. You don't know me. Minutes. 1 hour, 31 minutes. Genre, horror.
It made me laugh way more than it should have.
It's directed by Terrence Fisher, starring Oliver Reed and Yvonne Romaine.
Okay.
This movie is about a man who is an adopted boy who struggles with the lycanthropic curse that is upon him. So he hasn't become a werewolf. He just is a fucking werewolf.
Okay.
And as he gets older, he struggles with it, and it becomes more and more prevalent, and he tries to fall in love, but even that can't satiate the need to turn into a fucking wolf.
Gotta find a woman who's into the werewolf, you know?
I mean, I don't know. Sure. It's gotta be easy. It's gotta be easy with the internet, right? Like, I'm just like, am a werewolf, need fucking. And there's probably like a bunch of people who are like, shit, I've been looking for that.
There's a ton, man.
Like, come on. Like, I mean, there's furries. I'm sure they'd be into a wolf.
Absolutely.
How many tails you got? Like, that's the question.
I'm after a nine-tailed fox. You get what I'm saying?
That's absolutely right. So, I really dig this movie. I think the design of the werewolf is fucking great. I think Oliver Reed is pretty solid. As much of a fucking drunk as he was, he is great. I mean, he is a great actor, but he also was a fucking notorious drunk, so.
It happens.
It does. I think this may be one of the best Hammer horror films, if not the best Hammer horror film. There is some drag in the beginning where it's just kind of like him being a kid, him being an adult, some shit happens. There's some really attractive ladies in this one. Yvonne Romaine in there, like one of the more like infamous, like you would know her if you saw her. She's like, oh god, like,
oh yeah, that one. Yeah,
you would remember her while you were picking your jaw up off of the floor kind of woman. And the last 48 minutes of the movie are fantastic, and there's werewolf craziness, and like it's tense and it's bloody, and it's just awesome. Movie's really fun. It's a great watch.
Ahead of its time?
I think it transcends a lot. I mean, like, there's a lot of werewolf movies, and I don't think we get another really great werewolf movie until fucking, like, 81, I think, is American Werewolf and The Howling.
Right.
So we go for quite the dry spell post-1961.
Like, do you care about Underworld at all?
Do I care about it? No, not really. Yeah. It's fine. Like, I don't dislike
it. The visuals are good.
Yeah, like, it's all right. Like, I'm not really big into, like, the kind of, like, they try to go for, like, that slick Matrix-y kind of look, if that makes sense.
That was definitely red hot at the time.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
Yeah. So I was that kind of.
They're like, this is hot and we can get Kate Winslet to wear it?
Yeah.
I get it.
No, not her.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, Beckinsale.
Whatever. Kate Winslet would have fucking
I'm sure she would have, yeah.
She would have loved it.
Yeah, absolutely. She would have been
drawn. Get at me. Steelbook. Kate Winslet. Now I'm just saying buzzword.
Draw her like a French girl.
Oui, oui.
Exactly. So.
Your face.
IMDb 6.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critical rating of a 50%. Six whopping critics.
Ooh.
Audience score 58%. I blow them all out of the water.
Yeah.
With a 7.5 out of 10. This movie's fucking awesome. The set design's great. The costumes are fucking great. It's period. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. Again, the beginning is a little boring. Like. But there's still it's tense. Fair. I think Oliver Reed holds it together. It's a fucking cool ass flick. You like werewolves? Fucking get at it.
So this is another prime example of me to remind you, the listener, and I know how many people we have listening. We have enough to do this.
Four.
That's right, all four of you. If you all leave a review and like it on iTunes, I'm not going to hawk this to you every week, but like this review would help this movie.
Yeah, we could get on IMDb and critical. And we could also, you could then like tell us like, hey, why don't you review this?
Right, you can actually affect what you're seeing. You could be like, all these things that didn't exist before Rotten Tomatoes existed, we need to help those movies. We damn can right. do it.
Yeah, we'll go back and give it, we'll give it our reviews, but you can tell us what
yeah,
to
we
do.
Might damn the dumb movie you like.
Yeah.
Big like, old dummy.
Go fucking rate Space Clown, please. God
yeah.
damn.
I'd rather go fly a kite in a lightning storm that is attached to my dick.
Whoa, Frankendick.
Fried dick.
Fried here I got like, you know, make it sound cool and you're frying it. Fried green penis.
Fried green penis. Jessica Tandy was in that. Jessica Tandy did a great job in Fried Green Penis.
Fried Green Penis.
So, I guess I'll talk about a movie, because why not?
Is it Fried Green Penis?
It is. Good. It is not. Oh. This is my 61st-ish movie. It is Professor Marston and His Wonder Women from 2017. Have you heard of this one?
It sounds like it could be Fried Green Penis, but no, I've never heard of this.
All right, I watched this on May 19th. The IMDb minutes are 1 hour 48 minutes. Biography drama, directed by Angela Robinson, starring Luke Evans, Rebecca Hall, and Bella Heathcote.
Hmm.
The story of William Moulton Marston and his polyamorous relationship with his wife and their mistress, who would inspire his creation of the superheroine Wonder Woman.
Huh.
So it's a documentary movie about the guy who created Wonder Woman.
Interesting.
They did some wild shit for their time.
I mean, yeah.
Because I watched the movie, and like he gets into bondage and stuff. That's where the sure. whole tying you up and learning the truth thing comes from Wonder Woman. They discover this in like a seedy back club. That's not wow. even seedy, but like they find it and like some of them are into it. They're not into it. They're back and forth. They're all confused. They're told not to feel certain ways. And I just watch this movie and I'm like, some of this stuff's not really socially acceptable today.
Yeah.
As far as like regular kitchen table conversation.
Absolutely.
I guess I'll say. I believe do whatever the hell you want.
Whatever.
To whoever you want with consent.
Yeah. If everybody's happy, does it really fucking matter at the end of the day?
Truly
does.
Does
it hurt you? No. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, Tracy Lords is still holding your jock strap, and she couldn't be happier.
No. I saw you struggling to get it from her, and she wouldn't give it up.
I'm telling you, man. She loves that thing.
Yeah. I mean, my jock for a strap.
Poof. Boy, you know what's going to be really funny is when we get that cease and desist letter, but we got it like 6 episodes ago, and I got to keep editing out these Tracy Lords references.
Sorry, future Tim.
Oh. He's fine.
He's pissed, but he's fine.
Yeah, he doesn't care. You don't normally do this to future Tim, so it's fine. So this is a pretty cool it's also a period piece.
Okay.
And it involves, you know, they're upper high class kind of people. They're him and Marston and his wife are both professors at a university.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting because it's like his wife is arguably smarter than him.
Right.
She's also a woman, mm-hmm. and it's like the 30s, 40s, and like she can't really get ahead.
Yeah.
And it's implied it might be just she's a woman.
Yep. It probably not might. It probably is.
I mean, that was it, but you know, and there was other things, but like this movie was really good. It told us, I just questioned how accurate it was.
Sure.
I really enjoyed the flow of the movie, and you're kind of like worried for them the whole time, because we live in a time where it's like, no, you can do that if everybody's cool with it.
Yeah.
And like, you're watching them and you're like looking at it like, oh God, are they going to like arrest them?
Yeah.
Are they going to shoot them? What's going to happen? What is the penalty for 1930s bondage? I don't know.
Right.
It's not gross. Nothing about it is gross. Nothing that is shown with the bondage is weird.
Right.
Nothing is presented in an untasteful way. It was just pretty good.
Awesome.
Pretty wild. I just hope it's accurate. I'd have to do more research.
Sure.
I'm sure that guy didn't look like Luke Evans.
Odds
are
not.
Low. Odds are low. So IMDb gave it a 7.1. Rotten Tomato, critically, 86% out of 169 critics. The audience gave it a 78% out of 5,000 plus people. Pretty good scores. I gave it a 6.5.
Okay.
I think if I found out everything was like 100% accurate or close to that, I might bump it to a 7.
But sure.
I feel comfortable saying 6.5.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. If you love Wonder Woman, you should watch it.
Why not?
Know her roots.
Yeah, that's cool.
You're cool, buddy.
I am cool, but not as cool as this fucking next movie I watched.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
This is 1981's Escape from New York.
Yes.
I watched this a lot of times before, but I watched it this last time in May, maybe. I don't know. It is 1 hour and 46 minutes long. It is a sci-fi action movie. It is directed by none other than John fucking Carpenter.
That's the guy.
It's got Kurt Russell, Adrian Barbeau, Ernest Borgnine, Tom Atkins, fucking Lee Van Cleef is in this goddamn movie.
I love me some Lee Van
Cleef. Oh my God, it's so fucking good. Goddamn Isaac Hayes is in this movie. This movie's fucking great.
It's stacked.
It is so good. It is about a convict who's offered a deal to go into Manhattan, which is now a fucking like high security prison, and rescue the goddamn president who was crash landed in the middle of this prison.
So good.
Oh my God, this movie is fucking great. I don't know. One of the hardest things I think I'd ever have to rank is the movies of John Carpenter.
Sure.
Because once you start to get to a point, all of them are fucking amazing. We talked about Halloween already. We got this fucking movie up in here. We got Big Trouble in Little China. There's so many incredible John Carpenter movies. It's so hard to rank which one is better than another. This movie's great. I didn't even write anything down because I know how I feel about this movie. When I watched this, I watched it with a newer commentary track that I hadn't watched before, because I've literally watched this movie probably like 4 or 5 dozen times.
That's awesome.
It's just great. Kurt Russell's so good as Snake Plissken. The characters are great. The idea is wonderful. The fucking, like, Isaac Hayes is the Duke of New York riding around in a fucking car with chandeliers on it is incredible.
So good.
The lack of, like, guns and bullets means that you actually have to fight and, like, do things like that's just so interesting and intelligent and well handled. I mean, I can't say enough good about this movie. There's a few things that don't quite hit the mark. It's obviously a little low budgety, so they don't shoot a lot of it in New York. Pretty obvious, I would have wager. A couple points, it gets a little draggy, but just a little bit, where it's just like, come on. Because the movie has such a hurried pace because he's on a literal timer.
So. And he's being chased throughout.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so smart. It's so well done. And like the fact he did this on a low budget is staggering.
Kurt Russell's great in this.
Oh my God, he's
if
so
you've
good.
Never, if you like Kurt Russell, but you've never seen this, you have to watch
it. Yeah, you go from liking Kurt Russell to loving Kurt Russell.
Yep.
because he's just brilliant as Snake Plissken. IMDb, 7.2 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critical score, 85%. That's out of 62 critics. Audience rating, 76%. I give this a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, this movie's fantastic.
If you ask me tomorrow, it could be a 9.5.
Wow.
Just maybe keep I asking
will.
Me.
Maybe I will.
I'll add 0.1 every time someone asks me.
Ooh. Wow.
But yeah, it's hard to say. I know I gave Halloween in the Halloween special a 9.5. I think that's reasonable, but it's hard to say. I would maybe say if somebody asked me my favorites, I think that would change. I think I like Escape from New York a little bit more than Halloween, but I think Halloween's a better made film than Escape from New York.
Right. Yeah, doing these reviews is a little tricky in that respect. Yeah. You've heard me gush over bad movies for mm-hmm. reasons.
I've heard you give glowing reviews and be like, I gave it a 4.
Like, but, it's bad. It's a 4.
Yeah. Like, what happened? But yeah, this movie's great.
Can I ask you how sad Escape from LA made you?
I saw it when I was younger. So I actually had only, I may have only seen Escape from New York once, maybe before I saw Escape from LA. So I actually liked Escape from LA the first time I saw it. Now it's like, it's not great, but I still like it more than a lot of people do.
It had a fun soundtrack as well.
It had a fun soundtrack. There are parts of it that are okay.
Some of it's a little silly. Steve Buscemi shows up.
Yeah.
I saw it in a theater and I just remember being like, okay.
Yeah, I love the ending.
The ending's great.
The ending's really
good. The ending is worth watching the movie, yeah. I think. The payoff is there.
Yep. So I like that. But yeah, not nearly this movie, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, let's end it on a good note.
Woohoo.
And by a good note, I mean Bad Times at the El Royale. Mm. The movie whose title I constantly say wrong. This is from 2018. I watched it on June 1st, and it is 2 hours 21 minutes, so it's a little longer. Genre is crime drama mystery, directed by Drew Goddard.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Jeff Bridges, Cynthia Erivo. I'm being dyslexic right now, so forgive me.
Mm.
Dakota Johnson, John Hamm, Chris Hemsworth. There's a ton of cool people in this.
There is.
Your summary, early 1970s. Four strangers check in at the El Royale Hotel. The hotel is deserted, staffed by a single desk clerk. Some of the new guests' reasons for being there are less than innocent, and some are not who they appear to be. Pretty awesome movie.
It is.
It harkens back to some older kind of movies. Mm-hmm. It has a cool feel to it.
Yep. Love the hotel.
The hotel's really cool. It is set up on the border of Nevada and
California. Yeah.
It literally has a line right through it, so you can stay on the California side or the Nevada side.
Yep.
It's hard to talk about this movie, and you've seen this movie as well.
I have.
Probably roughly around the same time I did. The thing that's hard to do is to talk about this movie without spoiling all the cool little secret things that happen.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of surprises in this.
It's very Tarantino-y.
It feels super Tarantino-y. And, like, you get a vibe that, like, not everybody's what they seem, but you're like, you don't know to what extent.
Or what direction it goes.
What direction? What is the end game for any of these people?
Oh,
you are
so
confused
good.
Up until virtually the end.
It's really good.
Everybody gave amazing performances. Cynthia Erivo, whose name I keep dyslexic, I can't even talk.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're done.
I'm over. She did a great job. She was really good. I was loving it. She had a couple turns in there that I just absolutely did not see coming.
Yeah, it's awesome. Top to bottom. It's the set design's great. The costume design's great. Like, it's just so smartly handled from top to bottom. It keeps you guessing the whole time.
My attempt to get people to watch this movie is Chris Hemsworth rarely wears a shirt in this movie.
Oh, good. That's a good poll.
So I just want people who don't watch good movies that love Chris Hemsworth because he's a sexy man to watch this movie. He never has a shirt on, and when he does, it's open and unbuttoned.
Yeah. And, I mean, Drew Goddard wrote on it. He did Cabin in the Woods. He did a bunch of Buffy.
I love Cabin in the Woods.
I fucking love Cabin in the Woods.
It's another one I saw in the theater.
Yeah.
It was good. But Hemsworth's really good in this. It's a weird character for him.
It is very different.
And I think he does a really good job. He's menacing in a very strange way.
Yep.
Because he's very very fluid with how he talks. He's very
concise. He's so charismatic, but he also is so frightening because he's so charismatic.
Right. Like, you're like, my instincts are love you.
Yeah.
You seem like a great guy.
And you want to because you're afraid almost. Like, he almost forces him, forces you to love him.
It's if he's really like, good. Hey, you go do this. It's like, I probably should.
I'm going to do that, yeah.
I probably should go do that.
Because I want to and because I don't want to die.
Right. I think the movie's great. Agreed. Jeff Bridges is great. Everybody's great. John Hamm, really cool performance by him.
Yep.
If you've only seen Mad Men, it's nice to see him do something a little different.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't top Todd Margaret as my favorite John Hamm appearance of all time, but, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
So, IMDb score, 7.1. Critical score from Rotten Tomatoes, 75% with 240 reviews. The audience gave it 73%, 5,000 plus people. I gave it a 6.
Okay.
How do you feel? I know you watched it recently.
I'd probably lean a little closer to a 7.
Okay.
Maybe a 6.5, 7, but not too far from where you're at.
We can average it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. It's wild. You can't guess what's going to happen.
And just the hotel's, like, did you know that they built the exterior of the hotel? Like, they built it?
I did not.
That is not a real thing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild.
I mean, the hotel is as much a character as anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, it's so good. And the guy who's the hotel manager is great, or the desk clerk or whatever.
Yeah, the desk clerk's great. Good. Yeah, no, he was good.
Yeah. He was another character who had several pivots in the movie where he's like, oh, fuck. That's whole movie keeps you going, oh, fuck.
Yeah, literally.
Two-word review.
Yep. All right. Well, that's it, huh?
Oh, fuck.